Welcome to Basket Talks new episode. This is Mirdemir Demirer from Basket Talks. In this episode, we are with Gannon Baker. Hi, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Demir?
I'm great too. And thanks for joining me. And I'm really excited right now. Thank you for talking with me for my Turkish and European audience.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's an honor to be here, man. We both have red blood and we both love basketball, so that should bond us.
Yeah. So we all know you as a coach, but I want to learn something, your basketball career, your past basketball career. Right now you are one of the best and first coaches in the individual training system. And I want to know when this interest began and how it has grown to where is it right now?
I started playing basketball when I was 8. My dad was a high school coach, and I just worked at it by myself. Ended up playing for a Hall of Fame AAU organization called Boo Williams. I went to the famous five-star basketball camp. My high school won a state championship. We beat Grant Hill's team. My junior year, my senior year, we were runner-up, beat Grant Hill's team again. I ended up getting over 31 Division I, some Division II scholarships. Played at Duquesne University in Atlantic 10, was all freshman. Then I transferred to UNC Wilmington, started there for 2 years. Ended up coaching in college for 5.5 years. Got a master's in kinesiology, coached Division I, Division II. I wanted to play again, so I got out of college coaching at the age of 28, and I went to play professionally in Iceland. So I played a year there, came back, got hurt. My foot had a tibial tendon injury, so I had to have surgery. That's when I started my training business. I prayed to God. I thought this is what God wanted me to do. Did that for about a year in a boot, had a cast on. Started my business with no social media and a cast. And so after about a year, I wanted to try to play one more time. So my agent got me a deal with the Denver Nuggets. So I tried out for the Denver Nuggets at age of 30. Made it through a couple cuts, did real well, but then wasn't good enough to make the summer league team. So I got cut and I stayed out there to learn how to train pros. And here we are, man, 23 years, 50 countries. I'll be going to my 51st country in June in Singapore. You know, I've been to 6 continents, worked out world champions, Hall of Famers, 50, and I'm still wow. doing it. So, blessing.
Wow. Thank you. And you are not stopping right now, right? You are continue to improve yourself as a coach, or you try to reach another countries.
Right? Yeah, I'll be going to South America a lot now, and I'll be in Germany this summer and Greece, possible China trip now that China's opened up. I'm still learning the game. I'm still trying to get better. It's harder as I get older physically and mentally. You know, a lot of these young players like yourself need a little more toughness, need a little more love. That's different from, you know, 20 years ago when I coached. There's more kids nowadays that need confidence, that need to learn how to deal with pressure. You know, honestly, learn how to apply the game, apply their drills, and be a great teammate. So those are some challenges here that in the last decade, you didn't really see as much 20 years ago.
Thank you. And we are able to watch your drills and watch your motivation videos or something like this. We are able to watch those videos on your YouTube and on your Instagram. And with this, you are able to reach all over the world. I watched all of your videos and hoping to catch something. I tried to do some moves in the match and they are really works actually in Turkey. And I wondered how teams from another country can bring you up to their country.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing in Greece and Germany. There's usually somebody on the ground that helps and organizes it. And then I come in and whatever they need to work on, that's what I do. Most of the time it's offensive development, decision-making drills, mechanical drills, and then inspiration, motivation, leadership, and how to have a better winning culture and give them vitamin of pretty much energy and passion and love and, you know, echoing the same message the coach has, just a different voice.
Actually, I like your energy. I want this energy, but I can't be energetic all my life. And you are too energetic for me. And your normal talk, like this talk or talking about something like talking about bottle or water, I feel motivated. And this is really interesting for me.
Called a passion for life. Being excited.
Yeah. I want it. And hope to see you in Turkey with a camp. And you are training athletes of all ages. And what are your thoughts on training young athletes as they age, like as they get older?
So basically, the plan is when you get kids, they're beginners. You got to teach them the basics. So young kids, teach them the basics. Teach them dribbling, driving, passing, catching, finishing, shooting, footwork that involves with that, how to cut properly, how to set a screen properly. You know, the most important thing is work hard, listen to your coach, and have fun. As they get older, now you're teaching them moves and counters. You know, they got to have a move and a counter off the dribble, off the finish. Maybe 1 foot, 2 feet, off the cut, off the screen, off the catch, triple threat. And then start to teach them a little bit how to compete and how to be a great teammate. Once they graduate from that and you feel that they've gotten a good idea and they're somewhat athletic, and you know, now you're teaching them how to play with the team concepts, spacing, respacing, screening with a teammate, player movement, driving kick, ball movement. And then you're hammering, you know, the five winning behaviors of all Hall of Famers. Work with a purpose, compete, don't complain, learn, attitude for learning, growth mindset, retain information, be a great teammate, and then have fun. But I just mentioned, I mean, that's the blueprint for any coach or trainer out there that wants to develop their team. That's player development. And from there, you have the tactical stuff. You have transition offense, transition defense, special situation, sideline out of bounds, baseline out of bounds, matchups, you know, foul situations and all that offensively. So there's a process and a plan. In my experience, Europe has always had some of the best philosophies, the grassroots all the way up to the pro. No question, you know, our NBA, WNBA, coaches are some of the most powerful and geniuses in the world.
Yeah, and I think the player development training, like individual training, funnier and better than the team training, because sometimes we have some rules. One of us can't do that drill or always missing a layup, we are start doing suicide. In an individual training, yeah. we don't have chance to this kind of rules. Yeah, and as you said, basics to whole details and whole professional moves. First step to last step, pro step. You have spent 30 plus years in this industry. And what is the biggest mistake that most young players make?
The biggest mistake, there's a lot of them, but I would say not having a plan, not having a routine. You know, they get good information from coaches, and then they don't have a consistent work ethic. They don't get the reps in, so therefore they don't learn. Therefore they quit, or they don't play with confidence, and they don't have as much fun. They don't have that success. I always say repetitions equal your reputation. You want a good reputation, you got to work. If you want success, the mother of success is repetition. The father of success is grit. And that's probably the second thing. Mentally, the biggest mistake is kids make is they're not tough. They don't play, they transfer. They don't play, they quit. They have problems, they complain. It takes a special, different guy or female to keep showing up, fight until you win, trying to make the team, try to earn a spot, try to start, try to make all conference, try to win, try to get to another level, get a scholarship, try to go pro, start your own business. You know, it's tough. I go through it too. Everybody has challenges and battles, but Demir, at the end of a battle is what?
I think it's quit or stop doing something.
You die.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of a fight, there's going to be a winner and a loser. You either win and you get a victory, which I'm trying to get, or you lose and you die. But either way, you got a 50-50 chance. That's pretty good odds.
Yeah, like a video game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And those two things are the same with your advice for young players, or you want to add something for advice to young players?
Yeah, well, like I just said, for young players, man, get a routine. Study the game like it's an academic subject. Write down when you're going to work out every day and stick to it. When you work out, what does your coach feel you need to work on? Work on that. A lot of basketball you can work on by yourself. Dribbling you can work by yourself. Driving, shooting, finishing, passing, catching, getting in shape, strength. A lot of things in basketball you can work on by yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just think that when players want to be committed to something, if they stick with it, they'll be successful.
Yeah, thank you. And it can be a hard question. It's going to be a hard question, or it's going to be not good question. But actually, I wonder it. Can you tell me the key of becoming a great basketball player?
To be a great basketball player, one, you got to have talent. I mean, you got to have talent. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, these guys are long. Ja Morant, very super, super quick. You got to have the toughness. A lot of these guys face a lot of pressure and get through it. So you got to have the toughness. You got to have the talent. And then, you know, you got to have some opportunities. The only way you get opportunities is to work. So you got to keep working. You got to sacrifice a lot. Sacrifice personal, sacrifice maybe money, sacrifice time, sacrifice relationships. Some time with Kobe Bryant. And Kobe said, you know, if you want to be great at something, you got to be obsessed. Got to be obsessed. That's all you think about. That's all you dream about. That's all you do. You know, as a Christian, that's hard for me to agree with that statement from a spiritual perspective, because if you're obsessed with anything, you idolize it. When we're only supposed to be obsessed with God and doing his purpose. So you got to have a balance in life. But then again, my human side is like, well, Kobe's right. I would say if you want to be a great player, make sure you have time for your faith. Make sure you have time for a family. You got to have a relationship outside of basketball. If you're a student, you got to get that education in, because it's always going to help you. You might not use it, the knowledge from it, but you will use the wisdom that you get from it. And that's two different things right there. And then the fourth part of life, man, it might be basketball. So you just do that. But that's how you become great. Is you work, you're tough, and you take advantage of those opportunities, and you know, you figure out what you want to sacrifice.
Yeah, and needs for a pro player or a who wanna be pro player, it's your say two things: have a routine and toughness. Be tough. With this, everyone can great player. I think I want to add, in these days, as you said, people sometimes train on. In these days, it's really easy to find some effective drills like yours and find top coach drills. And this is a really great opportunity for us, for players. And then we talked about players, and I want to ask a question about coaches. And as a successful basketball coach and mentor, do you have any advices for young coaches?
Yeah, so if you're a young coach, that's a great question. You want to be clear. I call it the five C's of a great coach. Number one, you got to be clear. Like, what kind of coach do you want to be? You want to be a private business coach? You want to be a specialist? You want to be a team coach? What level and why? Why do you want to be a pro coach? Because you being a pro coach might not line up with your life goals. Because to be a pro coach, man, it's a lot of sacrifice. If you're a pro coach somewhere making a lot of money, you're great. So that comes sacrifice. So it's getting clear on what kind of coach you want to be, you know, your goals. Number two, go out and be competent. Study the game. Learn your craft. Master it. I was very clear. I wanted to be a player development coach. I wanted to go in there and teach players how to be better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and how teams can get better. So I was an offensive player development team coach, right? And individual. So I had to learn everything about 1 through 5, basics, moves and counters, team concepts, what teams go through that kills them, what players go through that kills them. Obviously, I could relate because I played on every level, high school, college, pro, and I coached high school, college. So the more players I trained in the NBA, WNBA, I got that, you know, intel. So number three, you got to be a great communicator. Yes, you demonstrate, you know, Demir, no question, I can demonstrate. That's one way for me to teach. But if you're not a physical demonstration person, then you must be eloquent in your words. Your words create your world. I know what you're saying, but what are the players hearing? Like, you have to be professionally a teacher. You got to get in, you got to get out. You got to be, you know, as I said, clear, competent when you speak. You got to make sure that you don't kill their heart, but kill their habits, and make sure you're organized. Make sure you have enthusiasm, but you got to be a really clear communicator. Then number four, you're going to have a battle, as we talked about. You know, many young coaches start out, even in my industry, man, they might do it, Demir, for 5-10 years, and then they retire. No problem. But there's some positivity. There's some weight. There's some amazing enlightenment and feel of significance when you've done something for decade after decade after decade. You know, with college coaching and me doing my business, I've been coaching for almost 30 years. It's been about 28 and a half years where I've just been nothing but coaching. Like, it's called an agape love. Coaching requires a lot of physical stamina, emotional stamina, mental stamina. It drains you. And so you want to be able to get something out of it by putting everything into it. You want to be, make sure you're convicted with your journey and don't quit when it gets hard, because it's not going to be easy. It's a tough, thankless job, because you're dealing with players that are at the height of their ignorance, inconsistency, immaturity, insecurity, but they're impressionable. You know, they will listen to you if you do a good job and you take your craft seriously. And then the last one is, you know, once you formulate your philosophy and you've mentally committed and continue to work on your craft, just be consistent. Your core values, your non-negotiables, who you are, what works, be consistent. But also know that you got to change and adjust through the different learning styles and personalities of the players and the people moving up. As I said before, I started coaching professionally, right, in college as a professional career in 1995. I don't coach the same way and approach kids the same way in 1995 that I do now. I do believe in core values. I do believe in some things they got to know. I do believe that my job back then was to teach them how to win in life and to win in basketball. That's what I study. That's what I teach. But the process is different.
Thank you for all advices. They are really, I don't know, I don't have a word to describe these advices. So
yeah.
Let's move on to the final question. And this is one of my favorite questions because this is like a shortcut of all interview. And then, in your opinion, what are the musts of basketball?
Well, as I said before, I think with any athlete or sport, you got to train your individual and team players physically, right? So physical is the skills, is the tactical, is the game, is the strength, conditioning, recovery, nutrition, and then mentally. This is the difference between 95 and now, is coaches have to be more educated in how to positively impact a player's mind and a team's mind, teaching players and teams how to be more social, how to be more mature, how to have a higher emotional IQ, how to transfer emotions, how to process their emotions in a positive way that moves toward progress. You know, spiritually, man, like basketball will drain you. Being obsessed with anything will take a toll on you. And so you got to have an outlet for your stress. You got to find a way to get peace. You got to find a way to continue to get wisdom and have premonition of what decisions do I make. You got to have a way to get recharged and refueled. And so for me, it's God, it's reading the Bible, it's praying with my family. I just think people need a life source, a higher power, whether it be God or the universe or whatever, and then search for that kind of truth to find out what the truth really is. And then that will take away a lot of their fear. The truth fears no question. You know, the truth will set you free.
Yeah. And thank you for all answers and thank you for joining me. I recognize that I don't know anything about basketball after this interview. I feel like I learned from the bottom to learn 50% of basketball and life, actually. And you touch about the life too in this interview. And thanks for all. And thanks for joining.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's been fun, man. Man.
And hope to see you in real. Hope to see you in Turkey or somewhere in Europe. And see ya.
I'll be in Greece and Germany. So if I'm near you, man, come see me.
Thank you. I love that. See ya. In this episode, we are with Bob Billet. Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy. See you in next episode. Bye-bye.